had the schus of traveling through the sugyas of Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, getting along with friends, and the sugyas of Achdus, of Shalom, of Machlekes. These are things that we've been so used to. You know, you have to have Achdus. But what is Achdus? Not to get into a Machlekes. What are the problems with Machlekes? And I feel that B'Siyata D'Shmaya will come out from this man, really getting to the kishkas of the inyanim. When you get down a sugya well, you can answer almost every shaila, because if you're in the center of the sugya and you get what it's about, then everything becomes clear. And this sugya of Achdus is, and we're going to go weiter with it to try to explain it further, is that Klal Yisrael is really one. Not that we're trying to be one, but we actually, whether we like it or not, are one. And it's an unusual darga of one. Ato Echad, we say in Mincha Shmoneh Esrei. Ato Echad, Hashem is one. Ushimcha Echad, and your name is one. Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Hashem is one, his name is one, and we're one. Sounds a little funny. It's cute. I mean, it's true. Hashem is one, his name is one, and we're also one nation. But something's very wrong over here. Because Hashem's oneness, if you ever open up a Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, you want to understand what Hashem's oneness is. It's not like any other oneness in the world. It's not like, you know, one person. One person could be divided into all sorts of different parts. Hashem is one, his name is one, and then who is like your nation that's one? It's not the same type of one. It's a different type of one. It's millions of people singing Achenu together, right? That's what it is. Says Rav Yerucham in Das Chachma Musar Chelek Beis, he says, no, that's a mistake. If you want to know what Klal Yisrael is, how attached they are, somehow from the oneness that Hashem is, he created a nation that's not one like Hashem, but it's the closest thing that could ever be created that's so one that it could be connected to the one and only Hashem. Hashem is one, his name is one, and his people are as one as you could possibly imagine. Not just next to each other, but attached. Attached. And the Maharal, many, many hundreds of years before Rav Yerucham, was Mechave, said over this Yisayid, and told us something even scarier. Not having Achdus. According to this, I don't know, if you say that Hashem's name is not one, right, we're not going to touch your wine. We're not going to touch your wine. Right, no thanks. That's why we have Mavushal wine at the Stark House for these occasions when we got that guy. Right? What if somebody doesn't think that Klal Yisrael is one? Doesn't say that in the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam that that's a problem. But there's a Gemara. And you can look at this, if you want, in the Nesivas Olam, his interpretation of the Gemara, Nesiv Hatzdaka, the Gemara in Baba Basra on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Oimer, Kol Hamalim Einov Min Tzedaka, somebody who looks the other way when someone's in need for Tzedaka, Ki Ilu Oved Avodah Zarah, it's like he's an Oved Avodah Zarah. Very extreme. The word Blial is used by Avodah Zarah, and it's also used by Tzedakah. Yasu Anashim B'nei Blial. Blial, Blial. Malaholan Avodah Zarah. Avkan Avodah Zarah. You know, a lot of times when we're little kids, we hear all of these Gemaras. So this is like Avodah Zarah, and this is like, what is going on over here? We think that it's just like, Hashem's trying to just scare us, and Chazal just told, it's like Avodah Zarah. There's a pshat to this. And I don't know the pshat, but the Maharal says a pshat. The Maharal says, unbelievable. He says that he brings from Shmoneh Esrei and Mincha on Shabbos. He says, just like we say, Ato Echad, Vishimcha Echad, Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goyechad Ba'aretz. He says Hashem's oneness is connected to the oneness of his people. And he says when you ignore your friend, you pretend that he doesn't exist, and you separate yourself from his plight, you're already touching the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a nation in this world that's attached, that's one solid entity. And anyone who looks at that nation is supposed to then climb and see Hashem must be one. Because this people is one, and they come from the oneness of Hashem. And whoever ignores this in their life and is just living on his own, he's tapping into Avodah Zarah. He's tapping into a life where he doesn't get what it's all about. He's missing the Echad of Klal Yisrael. And the Tomer Devarah brings what we brought from the Mekubalim, but here's one of the Mekiris in Perek Aleph of Tomer Devarah. Kach Adam im Chaveiro, Yesh Bezeh Chelek Zeh U'Bezeh Chelek Zeh. We all are parts of each other. Eino Dobe Meruba Ma'osim. We're all neshamos klulos yachad. We're all one big neshama called Knesset Yisrael. We're all one. But we said, what's difficult about this? What's difficult about this is that we're different. And we talked about how to get over those differences. But then we talked about the good differences before Shavuos. A machloikas l'shem shamayim. A machloikas l'shem shamayim is soifoy liskayim, is a good thing. Like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Why is it a good thing? Because each person is their own entity. I'm separate. I'm doing my shlichus, my job. But I know I need you and you're part of me. And we're different, but we're entirely attached. Our differences are good for us. Baruch Hashem that we're different. Because you can do something that I can't do. And I can do something that you can't do. And that's called a machlokas l'shem shemayim. It's not supposed to be resolved. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are not supposed to resolve their machlokas. They're each just being themselves. Like I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro, when a Tana speaks, or an Amor, it's, we say, Aliba dahai Tana, on the heart of the Tana. Why do we talk about his heart? Because each person is here to express himself. I'm here to express myself. You're here to express yourself. We're here to be different. But that should cause fights. And you know what? Sometimes in the history of Klal Yisrael, there have been fights. But you want to hear something beautiful? And it's astounding. It's a Gemara in Yevamos, on Daf Yudalit. And it's hard to believe, if you would act this out, it's hard to believe that this ever happened. But the Gemara tells us about these people who are always arguing, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. You know what it says about them? It says, over here in this Gemara, they had quite a few machlokas in about whether or not you're actually married, about whether or not, excuse me, whether your children are going to be mamzerim. Beis Shammai, the kids are mamzer. Beis Hillel, he's an erlichiyit. Right? Talk about a difficult shidduch to set up. Okay? Listen to what happened. Even though they had all these machloikas in and all these areas to the core. Loi nimnu Beis Shammai, Lisa Beis Hillel. They didn't stop getting married to each other. Me Lisa Nashim Beis Hillel, Velo Beis Hillel, Mi Beis Shammai. Lilamdecha, to teach you. Chiba Vireyes Nogim Zebazed. They actually loved each other. Hard to believe. Hard to believe. They loved each other. They made shiduchim with each other. L'kayim mashenemar. To be makayim the pasuk. Ha'emes v'hashalom ahavoy. Truth and peace are in love with one another. What does that mean? What is that? What's going on over here? I mean, let's try to picture this. Imagine you have a mother-in-law from Beis Shammai. Okay? I just want you guys to understand what this is. Okay? Mother-in-laws are already difficult. Now imagine your mother-in-law, I don't know, I heard he's a mamzer. Doesn't go well. I told you so. Can you imagine? But the chibur was emes v'shalom. Emes v'shalom. They understood that with all of their shitas, they're going to figure out how we paskin, and each one of us is supposed to be different. Bad machlokas can come when I don't legitimize the other side. Not only do I legitimize the other side, I applaud it. I applaud it. It doesn't hit any type of lack of chibur. It creates the chibur. The MS creates the shalom. emes v'shalom oavo, is that shalom can be created through emes, through emes. And there's an amazing Keren Ora. Keren Ora at the end of Yevamos, okay? Keren Ora at the end of Yevamos. He says, like other Masechtas in Shas, it ends, the Masechtas Yevamos ends with Talmidei Chachamim marvim shalom ba'olam. Talmidei Chachamim brim shalom ba'olam, right? Al tikri bonayich ela bonayich. Rav shalom bonayich, say bonayich. Builders! Builders! Why is this at the end of Yevamos? Says the Keren Ora, the reason it is at the end of Yevamos is because of the machlokes that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have over Ishus. And they were able to connect because of their differences and despite their differences. And Talmidei Chachamim are marvim shalom ba'olam. And he says they're called builders. Why are they called builders? Because when someone's building a binyan, if you watch people build a building, bonav yifredu zemizeh, they split up. Zelit Safon, this goes to the north. Zelit Darum, this goes to the south. L'mizrach, l'mayruf. V'heimam ruchakim zemizeh. B'ksavos mischalfos. And they're all building different things. This one's building the tennis court. This one's building the jacuzzi. This one's building the study. This one's building the kitchen. It looks like they're doing totally different things in totally different places, and they're building and building and building and building, but they're building one building. It's all one binyan. In kol zeh, with all their diversity, and they're all over the place. Al yodam yivne binyan sholem. Mipnei shi'chavnu el tachlis echad. They had one kavana and one kavana only, a focus to build that building. And he says, Klal Yisrael, with all of the differences, understands that it's all about bringing the Tiferes. Yisrael asher b'cha esbar. You know what Hashem says? Hashem says that we're Tiferes. You know what Tiferes means? Tiferes means glory, but you know what it really means? Personality. When someone has Tiferes, they're colorful. They're colorful. Klal Yisrael is supposed to be colorful. That's what we are. And that's the Riboy Shalom of the Talmidei Chacham, is the proper perspective on this, and the proper understanding of all this. This is the Binyan. This is the Bainayich, the way we build. And the truth is that you see groups that come together. There have been a lot of groups that have come together in the world. People came together at Woodstock. A lot of people came together. People come together for communism. A lot of people came together. So what's the difference? What's the difference? Rashi tells you the difference. Rashi, tucked away in a Rashi, Rashi tells you the whole difference between a Yid and a Goy. Rashi says in Bishalach, in Perek Yud Dalid, Pasuk Yud, Uparoi Hikriv. Paro was coming, they were chasing the Yid and into the Yam. Vayisu b'nei Yisrael seinei b'nei Mitzrayim noiseya achareim. Mitzrayim was traveling after them. Now it says it in singular form, noiseya. It should say nasu. Vayirum ba'od vayitzachu b'nei Yisrael Hashem, and they cried to Hashem. Why does it say it in singular form? Says Rashi over here, nasu achareim. Believe echad ki ish echad. Believe echad ki ish echad. Interesting, you might remember that from somewhere, but it's a little bit backwards. Believe echad ki ish echad means everybody was going in with the motivation to kill the Jews, and they were like one man. Believe echad, they had one motivation, and be ish echad, they were one man. You might remember that we ourselves quoted twice already, Vayichon Yisrael neged ahar. Klal Yisrael came together after all their machloikasim, got together finally at the end. And what does it say? You know it from either Rashi or from the songs. Ki ish echad belev echad. One man, one heart. The opposite. The opposite. And that's the whole difference. That's the whole difference. The goyim get together when there's a Woodstock, I'm your buddy. Because we both have the same matara. We both want to get high and live life. So we'll be together. We'll sing Achenu then. Then we'll look like one person. We're not really an Ish Echad. Our motivations are what make this for us. We want the ultimate chill. all of us, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. So we'll get together be'achdus gemura. But the ish echad is not real. It's coming from l'taiva yivakish nifrad. A bunch of individuals who just want a lot of taiva and know you get more taiva when you join with groups. Because taivas alone are about not such a great chill. But a taiva with millions of people in fields, dude, that's a chill. That's an ish echad. Right? But when it comes to Klal Yisrael, it doesn't matter if we get together. We're an ish echad before we decided at Har Sinai to have one heart. First, we're an ish echad because whether you like it or not, you're attached to your brother. And also, it's great that we finally decided to agree on something. Right? Finally, we all decided to come to the Har with one motivation. But it's the exact opposite sugya. It's not that we're unified because we agree. We're unified because we're unified. And it's so nice when we agree. It's gewaldig. And this is something that we have to realize, is that agendas a lot of times unify people. I used to think when I was younger, it was called cool, now it's called the chiller, but I was cool one day a long time ago. And I thought the pshat is, you were cool, Stark, and then you became nerdy and now you like more people. Because when you were cool, you're like, you know, everything, grunted everybody. All of a sudden, now I'm nerdy, I can be with everybody who's nerdy, right? Because I'm nerdy now, because I'm in the books. Right? That's what I thought. And if you watch in yeshiva, you watch, as people steig, they have more friends that they would never have dreamed being seen with when they were in high school. Never dreamed, not for a second. Not for even a second, these guys. And look, they love these guys. So I thought the pshat is that they're nerdy. It's not the pshat. You know what the pshat is? When you're a chiller and when you're in the cool crowd, you have a goal. You don't really care about the people in your group. You just have a goal that it should be a good off Shabbos and you want to be protected that you're part of that group. And as long as your off Shabbos goes well, you know with this group, you're safe. So then that's the bond. There's a lev echad first. We all want the super chill. And then there's the ish echad after that. After that. When a person starts learning Torah, they become real. They start liking people. They actually start liking people who are likable. Because they're willing to be able to see that we naturally connect with so many people. We naturally have a shaychus. It was all of our egos and all of our ridiculous things which were separating us. And Rav Yerucham writes in Das Chachmo Musar that it's so strange. And I've experienced this, and I hope you've experienced this. If you discuss Torah with somebody on a bus, Rav Yerucham didn't have a bus back then, but maybe on a horse and buggy, you discuss Torah with them, he says you can feel closer with that person than as if one of them saved the other's life. He says, we find this. There's an instant yedidus, an instant connection. Where is that coming from? How can you explain that? The answer is real attachment. Ata echad, Hashem is one. Shimcha echad. We're all from the letters of the Torah. When we learn, we're fusing in the way we're long lost brothers. That's where we really are. When we tear down all the shtalt, which ruins people's lives. It ruins people's lives in high school, and then it comes into yeshivas. It's so ridiculous. And these are the people that you would never, maybe you'll invite them to your chasana because it looks good, and then you drop these guys. You drop these friends because there's nothing about them. It was all motivations. It was all schemes. It was all an agenda of shalom without emes. Not emes v'shalom. It was shalom with an agenda. But there's a problem. The problem is, very nice, we should care so much about people, but I love myself. I love myself. And boy, do I love myself. I love myself. I love me. I love me so much. So now what do? I really love me. I'm always trying to get myself into places, get myself stuff, make sure that I eat, make sure that I sleep. Me, 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 I love me, right? It's a problem. It's not a problem. And this is the biggest misconception. And please remember this, if it's the only thing you remember, because I was makabel this from my great Rabbein, and I also have Rav Shimon Shkop, who says this explicitly in his Hakdama to Shari Yosher. mistake. There's nothing wrong with loving yourself. You're supposed to love yourself. You are supposed to love yourself. If you didn't love yourself, you'd be in big trouble. You wouldn't take care of yourself. I mean, there are a lot of people that I think they should love themselves a little more. They really don't take care of themselves. We really need to love ourselves. We need to love ourselves. But the problem is, who are we? Who are we? That's a very philosophical question. Listen to the words of Rav Shimon Shkup in his Hakdama, gorgeous. You understand why he was Rav Shimon Shkup when you see that this is what he chose to speak about in his wondrous work, Shari Yosher, about every Lamdisha Inyan in Kol HaTorah Kula. This is what he decided to teach us. He says, Im ba'ashkafa rishona rigshei avas atzmai v'rigshei avas zulasai heim kitzara zulazu. It seems like an inconsistency to love yourself and love someone else at first glance. But we have to get deeper into the sugya. Hashem wants us to love ourselves, and he proves that, and he says Hashem wants me to love somebody else. So how does this work? So he says, Ha'ish hagasva shafel, the real base person, kol anishalo, his whole I, mitzumtzum rak b'chamra v'gufo, it's just him, himself, and himself. Me, myself, and I. L'mala mimenu, somebody who's a little higher, Margisha ani shalohu murkov meguf v'nefesh l'malamizem mishemachnas ani shaloh b'nei beso mishpachto. He includes his family into himself. That's nice. Even his kid sister. He's a nice guy. Even his kid sister. Va'ish haholech al pidarchei Torah. Ha'ani shaloh, someone who's following Torah, ha'ani shaloh kolos kol am Yisrael. He identifies himself with Klal Yisrael. Why? Because that really is him. It's a difference of seeing the world, changing, stretching your understanding. In reality, and sometimes this might take emunah to believe this, but if you really love yourself, you love your friend, because if you're attached to him, he's part of you. And Hashem gave you a love of yourself so that you can include more people in you. You should love yourself and love yourself and love yourself, but bring everybody into yourself. Identify with the entire Klal Yisrael. And listen to how he teaches a Mishnah in Avos. Amazing. He says, this is Merumas in the words of Hillel. Hillel said, Im ani, im ein ani li, mi li. If I am not for myself, who will be for me? Ukishani la atzmi. And when I am for myself, what am I? This is one of the hardest Mishnayos to read. It sounds like Hillel's being Soser himself, Minei Ubei. This is what he means, according to Rav Shimon Shkup. Im ein ani li mi li. If I don't love myself, and I'm not a go-getter, I don't make sure that I'm the best in the shir, I don't make sure that I chazard it well, I don't make sure that I get good chavrusas, I don't make sure that I have shalom bias, it won't happen. It won't happen. If you don't get up in the morning, you will not get up in the morning. Wow, that's very deep. If you don't get up in the morning, you will not get up in the morning. I don't think people know about this enough. They're like, oh, I want to get up in the morning. No, you don't. If you loved yourself, you would. Im ein ani li mi li, ukishani la atzmi. But if myself is only me, mani, then I'm such a small person. I'm supposed to be a go-getter. I'm supposed to love me. But if all of my me is just me, not my family, not my yeshiva, not Klal Yisrael, then I'm a loser. I'm a loser. I missed the whole point. I have so much love inside of me. I'm connected to so many people. And I've limited myself to me, myself, and I. Rachman al-Itzlan. And a person has to understand this. That on the one hand, they want to be the MVP. On the one hand, they want to be the MVP. But they're playing a game with other people. You know, in the pickup games here, I watch outside sometimes. Sometimes from the bottom, sometimes from upstairs in aerial view. Everyone, and I think this is okay in a pickup game, but everyone's going for the shots right away. There's very little passing. And I understand it. You know why it's a pickup game? It's Bein HaStarim. And just go for the shot. Why not? You have nothing to lose. But in a real tournament? In a real tournament? It doesn't go. It doesn't go. The more a person tries to make a name for himself and doesn't remember he's on a team, he'll fail miserably for himself, he'll fail miserably for the team. It doesn't work. You're not playing one-on-one. It doesn't go. Maybe a goalie will sit there and just feel so fat and funny, right? All of a sudden, he'll start doing figure skating. Oh, defense, offense, chance. He's going to score. Buddy, Bivakasha, very nice. You got to go. You're not in the goal. We're done. What are you doing? Be a goalie. Be a good goalie. But remember, there's a team. That's your greatness. Everyone's depending on you. What happened? Someone made fun of the goalie. Nice helmet, goalie. I hate that offensive guy. I'm going to try, right? Why'd you make fun of him? Didn't you realize that he's doing his job? He's a little stubby. He's going like this all day. But you need that guy. You can't even start the game without him. You need him. You knocked him, he knocks you. Nobody understands their greatness. Ani la'atzmi. Mani. But he may not neely meely. And it's the same thing in a marriage. In a marriage, people are trying to be what they're not. It's a disaster today. I heard an unbelievable part. Last week, I was in the class over here, and I asked a question to the chevra. It says in the Gemara and Nida and Daf Ayin. It says in the Gemara and Nida Daf Ayin that if you want banim zecharim, male children, you should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who supplies the children. I asked them a question, it bothered me all the time. Svardim go, banim zecharim, right? It's a great bracha. Banim zecharim. Isn't it redundant? A child, a boy, banim is boys who are males, right? Banos are girls. You know what Yitzi Mandel told me, Shlita? Listen to this pshat. I haven't heard a pshat like this. This shows he's ready to lead the next generation with this pshat. He says, you're davening for a son who acts like a male. Ha! Banim zecharim, men who really are men. That's a bracha. It's very hard to find that. And it's very hard to find women who act like women. And everybody's goalie's going off in offense. No one appreciates what they're doing in their chibur. They're not working together, happy in their place and happy for the other one to have their role. No, I want to wear the pants in the family. It's going to come with a terrible price. Because that's not who you are. The biggest witches in the world, I've seen them, are women's lib people. They're witches. Because they've taken all their femininity out of themselves. And they're not men either. So they turn into witches. It's really scary. It's really, really scary. If you ever see one of them, run. They're dangerous. But we're always supposed to be misyaches. I know it's a little abstract, but we're supposed to be misyaches to our friends as part of us. The Yushalmi and Nedarim says on taking revenge, and we know that revenge is sweet. As the Mesillas Yesharim says, Masa Kidvash, it's sweet like honey. We love revenge. But the Nedarim, it says in Yushalmi, what's revenge? Hach avida mikateya koped umachas zakina liyadeh taksa vitimcha liyadeh. You know what revenge is? The mushal is, you're slicing an onion. Slicing, and you slice your hand. Right? So you know what you do? I'll show you hand. That's what Yushalmi says what revenge is. It's shooting yourself in the foot, or the hand, or cutting off your hand. And then Yushalmi says, this is what Rabbi Akiva meant, Bahafta l'reacha kamoicha, ze klal gadol b'torah. They really are you. They really are you. And you know what? It sounds like I'm losing it. What am I talking about here? How do you work on this? I'm telling you, once you know this, try it. Try this formula. Try accepting that everybody's part of you, that you're responsible for them, you care about them. You'll see it'll be easy. Do you know why? Because it's true. I'm not telling you to do something that's not true. If you do something that's true, it will click. If I told you to act like a donkey, it wouldn't work. But if I tell you that each one of us in the room is totally connected, we actually are. And sometimes we need amputations. The Sefer Ikrim says, why did Pinchas get the Bris Shalom? The Bris Shalom for killing Cosby and Zimri? How do you get Shalom for killing people? He says, you know what? Just like in a body, every part has to work for the other parts of the body. If one part of the body starts taking up too much stress on the body and all this, and it's causing big bayot, and the whole body's working to deal with that part of the body, you need an amputation, Rachman Alatzan. Because that part of the body is a lone ranger, and the body can't function that way. So somebody who amputates that part of the body is restoring the peace of the body. And he says, that's why Pinchas is Eliyahu HaNavi who never died. Because when the body is at peace, when all the white blood cells and the red blood cells and all the and the kidneys and the liver and everything, the pancreas and everything, the brain, the heart, the lungs, everything's functioning bishalom. There's no siba to kill somebody. A person can live forever and ever and ever just from that metzias. And a person who understands this, so then he makes different decisions. A person who has taivas doesn't think about anybody else. L'taiva yivakesh nifrat. A person I know made terrible mistakes. When he was married, he ruined his life, he got divorced. You know what I wanted to tell him? Buddy, forget the taiva. Why didn't you think about your family? Buddy, why didn't you think about your yeshiva? Why didn't you think about your Rosh Yeshiva? We're not attached to anybody. We're free agents. We've created a matzav that we walk in the street, me, myself, and I. And the greater the person, the more he's part of things, the more he's shayach to it. The Goyin writes there's an isser, and we don't paskin this way, Baruch Hashem, because it would be a big mechayev. The Goyin in Shnois Eliyahu in his parish on Brachas, in Mishnayos, says, what does it mean that the Hasidim Rishonim waited an hour and were mechavnim libam lamakam, connected to Hashem? I would be like this. Right? Great meditations. Who knows what gets you there, right? Chas v'shalom, right? Sounds like it. What do you do for an hour to get ready for davening? But, says the Gain in Shnois Eliyahu, Perush Asur Lechavin B'tfila Litzorech Atzmo. It's Asur to daven in Shmona Esrei for yourself. Ach Lispalosh you Kol Yisrael B'tachas HaShlemus. You have to daven for the whole Tzibur. V'ya Nishlam Knesses Yisrael. And that our collective neshama should be beautifully shiny, lamala. But if you have to daven for yourself, daven in Elokai Netzor. And this didn't just bother me, it bothered Rav Shlomo Volba. I spoke to an Adam Gadol who asked Rav Volba this question. The Gon is being mechayev a lot from us. But that's not pshat in the Gra. Pshat in the Gra is when you start Shmona Esra, you should feel like you're davening for yourself when you daven for other people. It's usher to detach yourself. The Arizal says that when you start davening, you're supposed to say, Hinani mekabel al atzmi v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha? What shaychas? Before davening, that's going to help you? The answer is yes. You have to identify who you are. You have to understand where you're shaykh to, that you're part of an incredible group called Klal Yisrael. And whoever's a free agent, Rachmana Litzlan, whoever's a free agent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no nachas from such a person. Here's a Gemara that you would think has nothing to do with this. The Gemara says in Brachas and Daf Hamad Beis, Abba bin Yamin Omer, Shnayim Shenichnesu Lispal. Two people come to Daven, V'kadam Echad Mem Lispal V'lo Himten Es Chaveru, and one doesn't wait till his friend finishes davening. Two people, one leaves. V'yatza, Torfin Loi Tzvilasai B'fanav. They rip up his davening in front of him. Shenemar Torf Nafsho Ba'apa L'mancha Tazavaretz. Your tefillah will be ripped up for, because of you, it's left the world. What is this? What did he do wrong? So I would say, because it's you're insecure when you're alone. You're insecure, so you have to be nice and stay with someone. But that's very extreme, that Hashem's so angry. And then it says that the Shechina leaves. Gorim l'Shechina shetistalak miYisrael. Just because you left your friend davening along Shmon Hesra, he's pretty long. He's been going on for 15 minutes, the guy. You got to get going. What's going on over here? Says Rashi, a Dover Nifla. Toyref nafsho ba'apo. Your tefillah, which he calls your nefesh. The nefesh is your soul. It's your heart. What you put in is your davening. Gets ripped up. Why? Ki savar hayisa, you thought, shebishvilcha, sheyatzata tiskale kashchina. You thought that when you're done davening, the shchina disappears. Because I'm done with my Shmon Esrei. Huh, I'm done. That's the way I always do things. Me, 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 me. So if I'm finished, the show is over. There's nothing left here. V'yazov es chavirecha misbal ufanov. The reason you leave him is because the matzav is over, because I'm done. And you're saying nothing special is going on. Adarabba, he's going on for so long. You're not connected with somebody else. Then there's no makam for shechina. There's no makam for anything. It's all just me, myself. Rachmana Litzlan. And we have to think about this. We have to think about this. A lot of times we want to steig in yeshiva, but we're not thinking about helping the yeshiva. We're not thinking about helping the yeshiva. And we would never occur to us that these things are helping the yeshiva. If you're singing Zmiris in yeshiva, the yeshiva's singing Zmiris, and somebody's talking, they're not part of a group. They're damaging the tzibur. I understand that people come to me, and I have to work on this, because this happens to me. They come to speak to me and learning while the yeshiva sings Miris. And I listen to them. I realize after the shmuz, it's wrong. I'm damaging the group. The group is singing. There's a weakness, and everyone knows that's why people aren't singing, is because this guy's doing this, this guy's doing that. Going to a shir, attending something, strengthening the yeshiva. I never thought that way, Rabbi. It's all about whether I can deal with it, or whether it's good for me. It's not. It's strengthening the yeshiva. We don't think this way because we're selfish people. And we won't think about our wives, and we won't think about our kids. We have to train ourselves to make decisions because of the greater good of the tzibur. It's important to steig. And we say there's no chesed in chavrusas. If you're not steiging with your chavrusa, you got to move on. Because we have to get things done, we have to steig. But there's so much room to consider other people in yeshiva. There's so much room, and it's a basic attitude. Roommates, to consider roommates. People ask me how to work on shalom bias. I tell them very simple. Just deal with your roommate. Your wife will probably be easier than some of your roommates. Hopefully. Not every case, but sometimes. Right? She won't. Your roommate doesn't take 45 minutes to get ready for a chasana. He just go. Maybe now it did. I don't have these problems, Baruch Hashem. But Rabosai, we have to start integrating other people into ourselves. We have to see the klal as one. All greats, like Rav Shimon Shkup, this is what they write. This is their whole Torah, is Ata Echad Vishimcha Echad Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Baretz. This is their hakdamas. This is their ticket to greatness. And everybody who tried to get greatness at the cheshbon of other people never became great, because they're always going to be as small as one part. If you join a whole group, you're as big as that group. Do you know that's the whole idea of Tefillah B'Tzibur? Tefillah B'Tzibur works much better than Tefillah B'Yachid. Do you know why? Not just because 10 people are better than one. That's not why. The Talmud Devar explains, because when you're with 10 people, the Gemara says you get the schar of 100 people. Do you know why? Because each person gets his schar and the computation of other 9 with him. And the other computation of that guy with the other 9. That guy with the other 9. Right? 10 times 10 is 100. You become a body. You can't daven to Hashem in a way that He'll want to listen to you in the way that you could if you were a bigger person. And you can't become a bigger person without attaching yourself to people. That's the message. When someone's part of the tzibur, they become the tzibur. They become as big as that. We should all be zoche to be machnis, this important inyan into us, and we're going to continue Bezus Hashem traveling through this sugya, steiging to be mekayim the mitzvah deraisa v'ahavta l'recha kamecha.